This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's the first day of winter, and millions of Americans are going to feel it. Heavy snow, ice, flooding, even tornadoes from Thursday to Saturday across much of the country. And then the Arctic air. The Christmas weekend could be the coldest in decades, say forecasters. Ukraine's President Zelensky is arriving in Washington today. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Yesterday, Volodymyr Zelensky visited troops in a frontline town who gave him an autographed flag, which he promised would be delivered to Congress and President Biden. Zelensky will have a chance today. He will visit the White House and deliver an address on Capitol Hill, where lawmakers are set to vote on a spending bill that includes the highest amount of emergency aid to Ukraine yet, some $45 billion. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A House committee has voted to release former President Trump's tax filings, and its report indicates that the Trump administration may have disregarded an IRS requirement that mandates audits of a president's tax filings. Migrants along the border with Mexico still waiting this morning as restrictions that prevent many from seeking asylum in the U.S. remain in place. The Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court not to lift the limits before Christmas. The AP's Donna Warder.
Those restrictions had been slated to expire today. The Biden administration says ending the restrictions will likely lead to disruption and a temporary increase in unlawful border crossings. But it says the solution is not to extend the restrictions indefinitely. I'm Donna Warder.
Elon Musk says he plans to remain Twitter's CEO until he can find somebody willing to replace him. This after Twitter users asked him to step down in a poll he took and promised to abide by. This is AP News. Now to California and a notorious prison inmate, Scott Peterson. The AP's Ed Donahue has this story.
A judge in California rejected a new murder trial for Scott Peterson. Peterson was convicted of dumping the bodies of his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn child into San Francisco Bay 20 years ago. Peterson claims his trial was tainted by a rogue juror who lied about her own history of abuse to get on the jury. A judge ruled there was no evidence of misconduct by the juror during jury selection. Peterson can appeal the ruling. It was undisputed the juror failed to disclose as she was being selected for Peterson's jury in 2004 that she had sought a restraining order while she was pregnant 4 years earlier and said then she really feared for her unborn child because of threats from her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Taliban in Afghanistan is banning women from attending universities. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.